This is Fresh Air. If you're in search of some inspiration, beauty, and leavening humor in what you read in the coming weeks, our book critic Maureen Carrigan thinks she may have just what you're looking for.
Sometimes I do believe there is a book god who sends the book I need when I need it. This week, the book god sent a special delivery of not one, but two much-needed books. For years, Billy Collins has been both blessed and burdened with the tagline that identifies him as one of America's favorite poets. I say burdened because if a poet is popular, the suspicion arises that they're a mere rhymester, a step or two up from a Hallmark assembly line troubadour. Even at this late stage in Collins' career, he's in his early 80s now, has served as poet laureate, and has published 12 earlier collections of poetry. His simplicity of language invites cynics to regard him as simplistic. Those of us who've long read his work know better. Water, Water, Collins' collection of 60 new poems, takes its title from the romantic poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge's ballad, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, and its often misquoted lines, "Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink." Coleridge is also the guy who talked about making the familiar strange and the strange familiar, which is an apt description of what Collins has always done in his own work. If anything has shifted in Collins' poems over the years, it's that the theme of aging is more prevalent, specifically the way aging makes a person estranged from their former selves and others. Take the poem called When a Man Loves Something. Like most of Collins' work, it appears to be autobiographical, narrated in what Collins himself drolly calls the first-person selfish point of view. Collins starts out remembering a night when he heard the blues singer Percy Sledge perform in a roadhouse on the edge of a California desert. A loopy interlude follows. Years later, Collins says, when I lived in Florida, we had a plumber whose name was Lynn Hammer. I liked to introduce people to one another, but Lynn Hammer said he had never heard of Percy Sledge and put his head back under the sink. So many miscues like that these days. Near the poem's end, Collins imagines there's a planet called the Past, and he's on it, orbiting the sun. Collins is his own most eloquent critic. In a poem bearing the stripped-down title of Your Poem, he suggests that one of the go-to emotions in his work is buoyant ease in the shadow of mortality. This whole collection is filled with poems that strike that rare attitude. And some of them, like Emily Dickinson in Space, which unfortunately is too long to read here, are among the best poems that Collins has ever written. Now for something completely different. I usually hesitate to review graphic novels and illustrated books because it's hard to do justice to their visual power. But James Norbury's illustrated adult fable, called The Dog Who Followed the Moon, fell into my hands a few weeks ago, and I've been under its spell ever since. Norbury, who's the best-selling author and illustrator of the philosophical Big Panda and Tiny Dragon books, is a practicing Buddhist. His books are not meant to comfort as much as they're meant to accompany readers on their own hard journeys. The Dog Who Followed the Moon opens on a winter dawn in the mountains. Norbury's blue, white, and brown watercolors on the opening pages are influenced by Zen art. They make readers feel the stillness of this imaginary world. A puppy named Amaya, who's become separated from her parents, wanders into the snowy landscape. Starving and lonely, she mistakes a wolf pack for friendly dogs. The wolves circle her and attack, Just as Amaya is about to be torn apart, she's rescued by an old wolf, the former leader of the pack. Together, they set off through a fantastic landscape of ancient ruins and despair and loss, always looking for the moon to lead them and struggling to keep the faith when it disappears behind clouds. Norbury says in his afterword that his moon was his art, and that he spent 25 years with very little money, depressed, anxious, defeated, addicted, before coming out the other side. Inspirational is a word that's become cheapened, but it's a fitting word for the dog who followed the moon. An inspirational and gorgeous book about not giving up.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Water, Water, the latest collection of poems by Billy Collins, and the illustrated adult fable The Dog Who Followed the Moon by James Norbury. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like this week's interview with journalist Annie Lowry about what scientists are learning about the causes of chronic maddening itch and how to treat it, or with Zanny Minton Beddoes, editor-in-chief of The Economist, about international reaction to Trump's agenda, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and get our producers' recommendations for what to watch, read, and listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer is Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Susan Yakundi directed today's show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.